True Christians will obey God rather than corrupted governors to influence their nation. This is Dennis Peterson, and thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. And today we're in for a very unique opportunity to describe some things that you may not have heard. Certainly those around you may not have heard. Why, in 1620, did the little congregation of Pastor John Robinson's English Christ followers, whom we call pilgrims, risk their lives to leave their native land to become unintended pioneers of an untamed wilderness in North America? In a word, the motivation was tyranny, religious tyranny. Why, in 1776, did 30% of the British colonists in America risk their lives to declare what no people on earth had ever done to resist the monarch who dominated their private lives? Again, their motivation was tyranny, tyranny of their conscience. Tyranny is a powerful motivator. It naturally evokes our human emotions to resist. In the 4,000-plus years since the Great Flood, almost 1,000 generations of humans have experienced the rise of hundreds of tyrants. Only among God's chosen people, descending from Abraham, has the human family seen a divine pattern of human government beginning with Moses that was able to inspire the Christian founders of America to form a model of human government like no other in all history. When you take the time to survey the panorama of all human history, you can't help but see a tapestry of divine composition. Some might simply shrug it off as coincidences. But do we aspire to spiritual understanding rather than natural man thinking? If so, how can we not identify that tapestry as the fingerprints of Providence Himself? That's why the Lord enables us to see a thoroughly unique view of human history, providential history. The prophetic apostle Paul summarized it well to the pagan intellectuals in Athens in Acts 17. He said, "God who made the world not only gives to all life and breath and all things, he made from one blood, understood to be Adam and Eve, every nation on earth, having predetermined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation." Paul even gave us the reason God does that. It's expressly for the purpose that human people groups, called nations from the word ethnos, from which we get the word ethnicity, should, quote, "seek God if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, even though he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our existence," unquote. Today, after almost 2,000 years since the divine birth of the Ecclesia of Christ, the whole God-fearing world is looking to America for the last holdout of heavenly leadership. Will America overcome a Goliath that seems undefeatable? Medical tyranny? Unlike other forms of demonically inspired tyranny in the past, this elite hidden tyranny has been cabaled together from co-conspirators from the very gates of hell. They are mountains of domination. Like their father of lies, the devil himself, their consciences are seared. They have no genuine regard for human life. They openly defy the moral laws of God. They condone evil and actually criminalize acts of goodness. They mock humble servants of Jesus Christ. They actually think they can create a godless utopia that serves their lying agenda. And these engineers of what they themselves call the global reset have been largely out of view from most citizens. But now, they are openly strutting their agenda as if they had already achieved it. They work through puppet magistrates like governors and legislators of rogue states. And those elected officers and appointed bureaucrats have employed openly Marxist tactics to sidestep the Constitution of we the people of the United States. The cabal includes globalist eugenicists, amoral secular scientists, ideologue multinational corporate moguls, and demonically inspired religious leaders. They all have been led to chant in unison to the wealthy influence of big pharma, big tech, and big media. And like the arrogant society under mighty Nimrod just a few centuries after the flood 4,000 years ago, they are unwittingly about to be shaken from their lofty self-deification. And the selfless truth-seekers, who value freedom of conscience over political compromise, are about to see the Lord of Heaven's armies vindicate those choosing righteousness and justly execute his vengeance on those choosing the idolatry of trusting in corrupted human power and reason. What is the distinguishing characteristic of Christ's disciples in the book of Acts in those turning points when they were transformed by the influence of the Holy Spirit? Were they timid? No, they were bold. Were they politically correct? They respectfully disregarded the threats of lesser civil magistrates. They embraced their citizenship in the kingdom of heaven. They were fundamentally and radically emboldened to speak the truth of the King of Kings, no matter their risk of personal comfort. This is the defining challenge to anyone who would claim to be a leader of Christ's followers today. We all face unusually deceptive pressures to conform to so-called politically correct speech and behavior. True followers of Christ are searching seriously for biblically committed, prayer-filled spiritual mentors. Will they be discerning watchmen on the wall? Will they warn them of hidden minefields that would disarm them from being courageous warriors in a corrupt generation? This is no time for cowards. That criteria must be at the top of our priority list. The man-pleasing, anti-Christ, foolhardy, leftist, Marxist globalists, sin-deceived destroyers of righteousness in today's society are being exposed. Their agendas are wide open for anyone with eyes to see and ears to hear. The need for clear-sighted, God-fearing leaders is as urgent as at any time in history. The spiritual refuges we experience locally must cultivate teachable men with masculine courage to lead us in our enduring lifestyle of contrite repentance. Will they be humble to invite us to join them to intercede and pray first for our nation's leaders and our continued freedom to disciple the nations with the gospel of the kingdom of God? Will they lead us wisely to bow to no king but Jesus and have no idolatrous gods in place of our Redeemer Creator? Will they prove their loyalty to the absolute authority and reliability of God's holy word? Will they lead us to discipleship training that will build our confidence in the Bible? Are they filled with God's Spirit, demonstrated by boldness to speak truth in the face of the devil's deceiving influences? Does their boldness and confidence lead us to humbly approach the throne of grace, anticipating that we will find grace to help in our times of need and healing for our broken lives? To honor Christ and disciple the nation, our own nation first, we must be willing to be discipled. We must desire it as our highest priority. When we as individual followers of Jesus are in the process of being discipled, we can be trustworthy disciplers of our families. Only then can we expect the church, the ecclesia, to be walking in discipleship authority and receive Christ's power to use his spiritual gifts in us to bring glory to him. And then we can expectantly disciple those in our communities whom the Lord uses us to draw to himself. This is the reality of healthy communities of true believers that become a beacon of light to the ethnos community of our regions and nations. Nothing in the Bible would lead us to expect anything less. Dr. Simone Gold, founder of America's Frontline Doctors, was interviewed by Texas cable TV host Debbie Georgiadis on her October 21st, 2020, America Can We Talk program. You can see the interview at the videos tab of the website of americasfrontlinedoctors.com and at the link posted on the transcript for our Reclaiming Your Legacy program today. You would be highly informed and strengthened in your convictions for the truth by listening to it. In Dr. Gold's interview, many of the questions we all have about the scientific medical details about the COVID epidemic are detailed clearly for everyone to understand. And if you still have a reasonable and open mind to truths you may not yet have heard from the confused so-called experts promoted by the mainstream, you will not be disappointed by Dr. Gold's excellent insights. Ty and Charlene Bollinger have hosted one of the many reputable, clear-thinking conservative medical research platforms. They have reported the scientific facts leading us to realize that mask mandates are a glaring evidence of a corrupted global policy strategy. Ultra-leftist manipulators of public opinion favor what we can safely and biblically identify as a doctrine of demons. The real conspiracy is much too large to be orchestrated by a mere small group of human conspirators. The big media, big pharma, big banking, big business, big medicine, and elitist policymakers globally are all complicit. The Bollinger's emailed letter to friends on November 24, 2020 said, "We've been saying for months that masks don't work and have even written a comprehensive article on the subject. And just last week, a first-of-its-kind study was published in the prestigious Annals of Internal Medicine, in which two equal groups of 3,000 people each were compared. One group wore masks, one group did not. By the end of the study, there was no significant difference in COVID-19 infections between the two groups. The authors concluded that the masks do not work. You can read the study in its entirety on the website on today's program for Reclaiming Your Legacy. If you know anyone who still has not settled the controversy about masks in their mind, you may want to suggest to them that they consider a few openly known realities as they attempt to prove all things, as the Bible says, and discern some things about the real world in which they live. It's common knowledge in the physiology world that wearing a face covering, even for a minute or two, a study in 2015 indicated that hypoxia actually inhibits T lymphocytes. Those are the main immune cells used to fight viral infections. And it does that by increasing the level of a compound called hypoxia-inducible factor 1. Think what that implies. Wearing a mask, which has been shown to cause hypoxia, may actually weaken your immune system and set the stage for contracting COVID-19, even making the consequences much worse. Secondly, hypoxia promotes inflammation. Think what that does. Increased inflammation can promote the growth, invasion, and spread of cancers. Hypoxia is also a significant factor in atherosclerosis. Wearing a mask can directly increase your risk of stroke and heart attack. And don't forget that the warning on the box of surgical masks states clearly, quote, "This product will not provide any protection against COVID-19 or other viruses or contaminants," unquote. Wearing a mask is like installing a screen door in a submarine. Those who wear masks might as well wear their pants backwards as well. It's like putting up a chain-link fence to keep out mosquitoes. You have to ask the reasonable question, why would it appear that the whole world is following the broad path that leads to destruction, as Jesus said would happen? It's a psyop, a psychological operation, a fake security measure. It's not about protection. It's a truly classic cultural warfare strategy of what is called groupthink. Some would rightly classify it with the often repeated historical tendency of whole cultures to follow popular superstitions or what some would even call magical thinking. And due to the COVID-19 fear-mongering from the mainstream media liars, the lemmings are all wearing masks, despite the fact that on the mask box, it says that the mask does not protect you from COVID-19. Think about it. There is a virus going around that attacks the respiratory system, and people want to put a mask on that limits the oxygen flowing through their respiratory system. Forcing healthy people to become immune suppressed by constantly wearing masks that recirculate exhaled carbon dioxide, waste, and deplete optimal oxygen uptake is at best misguided, at worst criminal, given the known data. Top pathologist Dr. Roger Hodgkinson told a provincial government conference in Alberta during a Zoom call recently that the current coronavirus crisis is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. You can see the links for the recording on the transcript for today's radio show. Noting that he was also an expert in virology, Dr. Hodgkinson pointed out that his role as CEO of a biotech company that manufactures COVID tests means, and he said, quote, "I might know a little bit about all this," unquote. He asserted that there is utterly unfounded public hysteria driven by the media and politicians. It's outrageous. This is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. The doctor said that nothing could be done to stop the spread of the virus besides protecting older, more vulnerable people, and that the whole situation represented politics playing medicine, and that's a very dangerous game. Dr. Hodgkinson remarked that social distancing is useless because COVID is spread by aerosols which travel 30 meters or so before landing. He called for society to be reopened immediately to prevent the debilitating damage being caused by lockdowns. Dr. Hodgkinson also slammed mandatory mask mandates as completely pointless. He said masks are utterly useless. There's no evidence base for their effectiveness whatsoever. Paper masks and fabric masks are simply virtue signaling. They're not even worn effectively most of the time. It's utterly ridiculous seeing these unfortunate, uneducated people, I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense, seeing these people walking around like lemmings obeying without any knowledge base to put the mask on their face. The doctor also slammed the unreliability of PCR tests, noting that positive test results do not, underlined in neon, mean a clinical infection, and that all testing should stop because the false numbers are driving public hysteria. Hodgkinson said that the risk of death in the province of Alberta for people under the age of 65 is 1 in 300,000, and that it was simply outrageous to shut down society for what the doctor said was just another bad flu. He said, "I'm absolutely outraged that this has reached this level. It should all stop tomorrow." Dr. Hodgkinson's credentials are beyond question, and you can read all of them on the website for today's transcript. If you want to get more perspective on the growing controversy from a conservative and biblical viewpoint, healthimpactnews.com has a wealth of well-written articles that you'll appreciate, and I give you a reference or two to some of them in our transcript for today's show. Here's an intelligence update. The Great Reset versus the Great Awakening, the grand battle taking place right now for the future of America and the free world. After a two-hour press conference on November 19, 2020, with the Trump campaign election recount legal team, it's clear to all who will check out the unreported news on other channels that the entire media cartel continues to lie to America and withhold all the overwhelming evidence of election fraud. Mike Adams rightly charges that this is nothing short of a grand criminal conspiracy by the treasonous mainstream media, which continues to act as enemies of the people. That is no light charge, my friends. The growing population of informed citizens is highly aware that the Biden-Harris campaign has, with absolute certainty, committed fraud on a truly epic scale in order to decisively steal this election. There is now an overwhelming volume of hard evidence proving beyond any doubt that this election was utterly stolen from President Trump by the Democrat Party. Now, before people start letting you be persuaded that, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory, their head is in the sand, if I may be so blunt. All they need to do is to dial into some of the channels. Go to the Black Conservative Patriot channel. You'll enjoy his very wonderful daily reports. Go to Eric Metaxas and his channel on YouTube. Go to Lance Wallnau and his channel on YouTube. There are so many Christian people and other God-fearing people who may not be evangelical Christian who have so much to add to this whole equation of understanding. Remember that faith without works is dead. God has you in this time and this battle for a reason. It's to be a warrior and take the courage only God can give you. One of the best things you can do, along with your humble prayers and all of this, is to actively show your support for President Trump, the Constitution, and the defense of this nation against traitors and domestic enemies. It is your deliberate support that gives our president the backdrop he needs to pursue all the actions needed to defend America and defeat its determined enemies. Too many of the state legislators in office today have no spine. That's because too many Christians lack the fortitude and courage to get involved or even vote. If the Patriots fail, America and the world will be plunged into Joe Biden's dark winter, including forced vaccinations, weaponized lockdowns to crush world economies, and nightmarish restrictions on free speech. From then on, rigged elections and the activation of Bill Gates' global depopulation genocide agenda to mass murder billions of human beings can happen in record time. A year ago, such talk would elicit uproars of conspiracy theory, accusations from everyday people. But today, nobody's laughing. Many world leaders have announced their Great Reset. They are openly bragging how the COVID-19 pandemic is an opportunity to bring about global communism and the complete enslavement of the human race worldwide. What can honest American citizens do? Your liberties, your life, the lives of your children are all at risk here, not from COVID, but from medical tyranny. And if you're listening, it should be apparent to you that things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. That's right. They will never get better if a significant portion of the American public does not rise up, as other nations' citizens have, and respectfully but firmly declare, "We will not comply." Over 244 years ago, our nation's founders made banners declaring, "Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God." The American people are at a crossroads, and they must choose either liberty or slavery. There are no polite political solutions left. The corrupted distortions of the media have so many stupid people succumbing to fear that massive civil disobedience is virtually inevitable. Remember, tyrants are outnumbered, and they cannot rule over us if we refuse to obey. They are outnumbered, and they know it. A significant portion of your fellow citizens today will always choose slavery over freedom in exchange for perceived safety because they're cowards. But if you're wondering what it will take to stop this madness, remember that it does not take a majority of the public to transform a society. Jesus started with 12. While God's people rallied to pray and intercede biblically for God's protection for the just and justice for enemies of truth, we must realize that as society is pushed to a breaking point, it takes less than 5% to build major movement in the right direction. When 10% actively resist, you will see a full-blown revolution. This is why we all need to be humbly calling our like-minded friends to pray fervently, daily, regularly, even if our church leaders are not doing it. Pray biblically from Psalms for the deliverance of God's people and the rightfully deserved justice upon his enemies, like Psalm 7, 9-17, Psalm 28, 3-9, and Psalm 40, 13-16. There are more details on the website reclaimyourlegacy.com about some of the issues that we've spoken about here today. I encourage you to go there and encourage other people to go there and read not only this week's show, but also listen to or read the transcripts from earlier shows. Again, if you would like to participate in helping us keep this program going and make sure we can maximize the opportunities to reach more people with the information, please consider a donation on our website. Go there today at reclaimyourlegacy.com. And I'm so glad for any opportunity that the Lord gives you to help us in that way. Thank you very much. This is Dennis Peterson. Thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy.